Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Angus genetics will be showcased from all over the country at the second annual Cattlemen's Congress. Come see the Penn and Carload Show of Angus Bulls and Heifers on Friday, January the 7th, followed by the 83rd Annual National Angus Bull Sale at 2 p.m. in the Super Barn Sales Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairground. Angus breeders will be selling over 50 top Angus bulls on January the 7th, and you can come be a part of the sale, or you can bet online at cci.live. For more information, go to angus.org for details about all the Angus events at Cattlemen's Congress.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Cattle futures today ended up generally weaker here on the live cattle. We were anywhere from about 22 lower to 72 lower. February lives 57 lower, finishing at 137.25. The April live cattle down 72, finishing at 141.95. The June's down 40 at 137.25. So under pressure there. There was some 138 early bid, and then it looks like some 140 trade in the south. So that was actually a really good sign, a lot better than expected. I think Oklahoma and Texas had some 138. 1500 head it says, and then 220 up in Nebraska. So some bidding, some majors, and some regionals at 140 and 139 up north, and then 138 in the south. So overall, that was a little bit maybe higher than last week and higher than expected. So the live cattle were able to hold together okay. January feeder cattle were down 55 cents at 162.12. The index yesterday was down about $3. It looks like down another 22 cents today at 162.13. You know, it was 165 2 days ago, but then the new sales after the new year started were a little bit weaker, and so that brought the index down. But January feeders right there in line at 162.12. March is down 17 cents at 166.17. All the way out in August, though, 181.02 up 32 cents.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Well, the grain futures were mixed today. We had corn 1 to 7 1/4 lower, kind of reversing some of yesterday's gains on the spreads especially. But March corn down 7 1/4 at 602 1/4. The July down 6 1/4. December next year only down a penny here at 554 3/4. Beans up 4 to 5.5 cents. Put January up 5.5 at 1384 1/4. Chicago wheat 5 to 9 lower. Kansas City July down hard, down 14.5 cents at 787. So it's just a giant yo-yo, and wheat market goes down and comes back up, and so on. A lot of talk, ongoing talk about the drought and what implications that has. It's very real, very bad for the wheat-growing areas. So we'll see. The South American crops keep getting smaller, so maybe that could help the corn and beans. That's primarily a corn and bean thing, not a wheat issue. But that's a very real thing as well, and that's what's keeping the corn and beans higher. Today's cotton futures slightly lower, down 11 in the March at 116.24. The May's down 4 here. December next year up 28, 94.30. The big move today is really coming out of the stock market. Currently, the Dow's down about 250. It was up 150 at one point. The Federal Reserve minutes came out, and it sounds like they're going to not only raise rates but also decrease the balance sheet, which is a long-term, a bearish thing.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.